Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Dano E. Cabeza. Dano is the editor for Ask for Football. It's a website dedicated to covering Army football and all things happening at the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York. On the program, we recap the Army game against Navy, including takeaways from the game, Army's offense and defense, Army head coach Jeff Monken, plus Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, which was the home of the 2022 Army-Navy game, takeaways from Army's 2022 season, and more. Dano is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Energy and innovation. At ExxonMobil, we're producing both. Working to provide energy security today and developing lower emission fuels for tomorrow. Learn more at ExxonMobil.com/fuels.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
This winter,
Make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV. Or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Awaiting the snap, Army brings down. Here they come. They block it. They get to it. Ball loose inside the five-yard line. Recovered. And then still loose and recovered in the end zone. Did he stay in bounds? He did. Touchdown, Army. The block punt Isaiah Morris got through to knock it away. And Army recovers in the end zone for the touchdown. Special teams, Noah Short.
Navy takes over. First and 10 at his own 23. Here's the handoff straight ahead. Anton Hall, he's got a hole. 35 out to the 40, midfield. It's going to be a foot race. Can Anton Hall take it all the way? Yes, he can. A 77-yard touchdown run for the sophomore. Gretzky 6 for 8 on the year. This will come from 37 yards. That ball is down. Moretzky's kick is up. Plenty of distance. And it's good! Moretzky nails it from 37 yards out. The first time in this rivalry, we are headed to overtime. Murphy in motion. Handoff. Markell Johnson straight ahead. Breaks it at the 20-yard line. Far side of the 15. 10-5. Touchdown, Army! Markell Johnson, the sophomore, takes it to the house. Fake handoff, fake reverse. Arline throws near side, man wide open. Caught at the two and taking it in for the touchdown. Mikel Hayward out of the gun. One receiver right. Here's a handoff straight ahead. Hall stumbling to the goal line.
Ball's loose.
Waiting for a signal. Ball came out. Army signaling they recovered. It looked like Hall stumbled toward the goal line. Army recovers. The Black Knights recover off the fumble. Quinn Moretzky, the junior from Honolulu, Hawaii, coming on to win the 2022 Army-Navy game. It'll be a 39-yard field goal attempt from 39 yards out to win the game in the second overtime. Belke gets it down. The kick is up by Moretzky. Plenty of distance. It's good! It's good! Quinn Moretzky, the pride of Honolulu, Hawaii, wins the 2022 Army-Navy game in double overtime. Your final score, Army 20, Navy 17.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NCAA, CBS Sports, and Army West Point Athletics. And in the first ever overtime game in the Army-Navy rivalry, Quinn Moretzky kicked the game-winning field goal in double overtime for the Black Knights to beat the Navy midshipmen. Army 20, Navy 17, and it was an exciting game in the city of brotherly love in Philadelphia. To talk more about this game, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is the editor for a cool website called Ask for Football, which is dedicated to all things related to Army football. Daniel E. Cabeza. Hey, Daniel, welcome back, my man.
Thank you very much for having me, Ed. It's good to be here, especially after a win.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I know you're definitely jumping for joy right now after what happened with the Army victory over Navy. So, Daniel, let's get right to it. What were your takeaways from the Army versus Navy 2022 game?
I guess the biggest takeaway is that all three phases matter. Army didn't necessarily have their best stuff on offense, but the defense played really, really well. Special teams came through huge. And, at the end of the day, it was always going to take every single play. I mean, Coach Munkin says that all the time. Every play matters. And, you wouldn't necessarily think that a punt would be the biggest play of the game. But if you force 10 punts and you're really good at blocking them, then, you might get one and it might go your way. So that was pretty good.
All right, well, let's get right to it. Let's start off with Army's offense. Now, at the quarterback position during this game, it was a mix-and-match type of situation. Tahir Tyler, last time I had you on the program, we talked about Tahir and how he is a mobile quarterback on top of that. He only attempted two passes and no completions, but Cade Ballard came in, their backup. only completed 2 out of 10 passes for 28 yards, but he had 9 carries for 23 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Cade and his play against Navy.
He looked nervous to me in the first half. I thought that, you know, Navy has a really good rushing defense. They were 4th in the nation. So, and they also had a really good blitzing scheme. You know, they got a good front 7. They've been a little bit more suspect against the pass and in the secondary. So conceptually for the coaching staff to say, you know, we're going to try to throw against this defense, I thought that was a good idea. But, you know, it looked like Cade was just a little off in the early going. Yeah, you know, he was high on a pass to Isaiah Alston. He got the tight end one-on-one against Navy's freaking nose tackle running down the field, and instead of leading him into space, he hit the defender in the back with the ball. In terms of the way that the game was called, like, they had one-on-one matchups down the field repeatedly that we just couldn't connect on. And so you'd like to get those plays, but it was cold out there. You know, like you said, he hasn't played consistently all season. It's kind of a tough spot to be put in. They probably only needed to hit 2 more of those passes to really change the complexion of the game, to be honest with you.
All right, and I want to move along now to Tahir Tyler, the man that we talked about the last time I had you on the program. Again, only attempted 2 passes, no completions, but he handled his business on the running side, 23 carries for 62 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Tahir and his play.
I thought he looked good running the football, and he had one decent pass, again, into one-on-one coverage on the outside. Like, it's a play that could have gotten completed. The receiver just didn't get the ball. It wasn't the wrong throw to make, but, you know, and they sprung him for a 40-yard touchdown that got called back for a block in the back. I thought Tyler did everything that they asked him to do. Again, you know, it was a little frustrating because you kind of got the sense that if they would have pounded the running game a little bit more relentlessly with the triple option, they might have broken something loose towards the end of the game. Like, you know, you saw that run by Markell Johnson in overtime. Maybe they could have hit one more of those if they sort of kept working at it. Well, like I said, I didn't think it was a bad idea trying to throw at that defense. I thought that was actually smart. So the fact that it didn't work out doesn't mean it wasn't a good idea.
Absolutely. And you mentioned his name, Markell Johnson. 6 carries for 40 yards and including the rushing touchdown in the first overtime period. And that on Army's first possession, Markell, I mean, he took it to the house and scored an amazing rushing touchdown. Just give me your thoughts on Markell and his play and, of course, the touchdown in the first overtime period.
Well, you know, they've been struggling to keep fullbacks healthy all season. Markell Johnson, I believe, is a sophomore. You know, so he only just came on. The first time we saw him in extended action was in the UMass game, you know, and then here he is running on Navy like that. I think he's got a super bright future. Very excited to see what he's going to do next year. Got quite a bit of speed, but he's by no means a small guy. Like, I'm psyched. He's a good runner. We've seen him break loose a couple of times now in big spots, not just in this game, but in other games.
Again, when we talk about the military schools, not much on the receiving side for Army, but Brahim Murphy, 2 catches for 28 yards in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Brahim and his play.
Yeah, he's a great receiver. He's a great slot back. I want to say he's graduating this year, but I'm not totally sure. But, I think there were plays there to be made in the passing game that we just didn't quite get on the same page. I don't necessarily blame Brahim for that. You know, he's been a very dynamic runner with the football over the years. I'm not sure he even had a carry in this game. So he did what they asked him to do, and that's good.
All right, I want to move along now to the defensive side of the ball. Leo Lowen, Camden O'Gara, and Austin Hill all had 4 tackles in his game for the Black Knights. Just give me your thoughts on their play in this game.
Pretty sure Lee alone was named the MVP of the game. He had 16 tackles, which was 6 more than Navy's leading tackler, who was a first-team All-American Conference player. So Lowen has been outstanding this year. He is, you know, Army's always got that middle linebacker, Captain America type, and looks like Lee Lowen is settling into that role. I don't think that the run defense was quite as stout this year as they have been in the past, But I expect they'll be better next year just because they got quite a few people returning next year, including Lowen. You know, O'Gara is another guy who has only just come on recently who played, you know, well in this game and I think will play well in the future. So, you know, this team didn't get off to the start that it wanted to get off, but they closed up pretty good. Similarly to Navy. Navy had the same kind of things. So they didn't get off to the start that they wanted, but they closed up really well. So you saw two, especially on the defensive side, you saw two really good Service Academy teams meeting after tough seasons. And I think both teams are looking to have better 2023 than they had in 2022 with some important caveats.
All right. And the last time you were on the program, you mentioned a gentleman by the name of Markel Broughton, who was, we talked about the impact of head coach Jeff Monken at the Academy at West Point, and you mentioned Markel's name. He had four tackles in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Markel and his play against Navy.
He's just outstanding. Like, he's just always in the right spot at the right time. You know, Navy got a receiver running loose down the field, and Markel actually got a 10-yard holding penalty, just holding the guy up to keep from giving up a touchdown, which doesn't necessarily sound like a great play, but, you know, you can afford to give up 10 yards when you're on the opponent's 30. You don't necessarily want to give up an 80-yard passing play. So that's just a kind of example of a cerebral play in the moment. Broughton was a captain this year, made a million big plays for this team, you know, came up and made a bunch of big plays in the running game in this game. He's been outstanding. Really looking forward to his Army career. He's going to be great.
Well, speaking of being great, you know, the late John Madden once said that kickers are people too, and certainly the kicker for West Point, Quinn Moretzky, he's probably walking around the campus right now, probably, as you guess you could say, maybe the big man on campus, so I don't know how they would say it in military talk, but he hit a crucial field goal to tie the game, to send it into overtime, and of course, in the second overtime period, he kicked the game-winning field goal to give the Black Knights a 20-17 victory. Give me your thoughts on Quinn and his play.
Outstanding. I mean, two high leverage kicks from a guy who has struggled at times this season. You know, he missed the 41-yarder to beat Troy 3 weeks ago and send, maybe it's 4 weeks ago anyway, to send Army to a bowl game. So this is great to see him get a measure of redemption. You know, he looked happy. You know, you're on a team like that and you come in these high leverage situations and you want to play well and do the right thing. And man, kicking looks like it's so challenging just because you have to be perfect and it's so unpredictable. But he came through twice for the team, for his teammates. And I think that's awesome. So good for him.
All right. And then let's talk now about head coach Jeff Monken. So he finishes his ninth season with the Army Black Knights. As we talked about it last time you were on the program, tough 2022 season for him, but finishing right at a 500 with a record of 6-6. Give me your thoughts on Coach Monken and how well he coached against Navy and his 2022 season.
It was just outstanding. I mean, you know, this team has struggled in short yardage situations, which is crazy because you usually think of Army as like this hard nose. We're going to get, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. If it's 4th and 1, we're going to pick that up 100 times out of 100. And this year they didn't necessarily have that for whatever reason. So they had to find other ways to make it work. And they did that, you know, and they're usually very stout against the run. This year they really struggled with that. Again, that's kind of in a signature Army situation. And even with all of that, they found a way to make it work. You know, every year is not the mountaintop. Every year, even freaking Alabama lost two games and isn't going to the playoff. And, you know, people are up in arms about it. You know, that's just sports. Sometimes it doesn't go your way, and that's okay. Over 9 seasons, we've seen the program evolve to where, you know, in 2015, we won 2 games with a bunch of close losses and a bunch of plebes on the team. And you could sort of see that things were turning around if you looked hard. And then next year, 2016 was great. And then they had several years of success. In 2019, we took a step back. But a step back in 2019 was 5 wins with a few close losses and some bad losses. You know, this year, a step back is 6 wins, but they beat Navy. Like, as far as steps back go, that's not too bad. You know, and they'll get those breaks in the future. Like, we saw what this team is made of on Saturday. They're going to literally fight for every inch of ground, and most of the time they're going to come up with the ball on their side, because that's what happens when you fight. They didn't necessarily get every single one of those breaks this year, but I'm quite certain that they're looking better next season.
Yeah, Coach Monken, give credit to him on what he's done so far at the academy at West Point. And like you said, next year will be much better considering a lot of the players that are going to be coming back. And the last time I had you on, we talked about the venues that have hosted this great game between Army and Navy. This year, it was Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia that hosted the Army-Navy football game. It's on Lincoln Financial Field and how the city of Philadelphia hosted this game.
It looked great. I watched it on TV just like you did. I wasn't there. I had a bunch of friends there. You know, I was getting pictures throughout the game from my buddies who were in the stands. You know, feedback was it was cold, but that everybody was in good spirits and they were having a good time. I heard traffic was kind of a mess, which is, you know, not exactly surprising, all things considered. I don't know. I'm not sure I have any more insight than you do. Sort of looking forward to seeing what Boston looks like next year for the first time. But it seemed like it was good. Teams played well, you know. Field looked good. So I got no complaints.
All right, solid. And we talked about Coach Monken and how well you think he did in this 2022 season. Well, Daniel, give me your thoughts overall on your takeaways from Army's 2022 season.
Yeah, like I said, you know, every year is not going to be the mountaintop. Like, every once in a while, you're not going to get those big breaks. In one of my own articles, I pointed to, you know, two plays that were pivotal for the season itself. You know, one was that missed 41-yard field goal to not beat Troy and therefore not go to a bowl game. And another one was we had a punt returner muff a punt on the Army 1-yard line against UTSA, wound up losing that game by a score after essentially giving them a touchdown. And that's a great team. The Roadrunners, they won the Conference USA Championship now for the second year in a row. So that's two breaks that if they go the other way, you're looking at like 8-4 and a completely different sort of mindset for what this season was. And both of those things are just snapshots in time that could have gone either way. So you want those breaks. And the reason that they're a big deal is because the team is struggling. And so you need every single break, and you're never going to get every single break. So you want to have enough resiliency to be able to overcome that. And this year they didn't, but it was very close. And like I said, you know, if you beat Navy, you finish 6-6, like, that's great. Let's just set ourselves up and see what we can do next season.
All right. And you mentioned about the next venue for the Army-Navy game, Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. We've been so used to the typical venues for the Army-Navy game: East Rutherford, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Landover, Maryland, which is right outside of D.C. I know it's very premature, but what do you expect with the game being at Gillette Stadium next year? Do you expect kind of more of the same vibe, or with more of a little of a New England flair to it?
I'm all for a New England flair. I live in Connecticut and have every plan to be at the game next year. We've already got friends that are planning to meet us up there, and we're going to stay at their place. I am quite looking forward to it. I love New England. I refuse to apologize for anything New England. New England is great. I'm looking forward to it. You know, we've been down in Baltimore a bunch of times. Let's go up there and play when it's 10 degrees and see which team is going to figure that out, because I think I know which team it'll be.
All right. And like I said before, around that time next year, there'll definitely be plenty of clam chowder to be had at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts for Army-Navy. Should be an interesting one. This is the first time ever that the game will be held in the New England area. As I mentioned earlier, it's always been Philadelphia, East Rutherford, New Jersey, Baltimore, and Landover, Maryland, which is right outside of Washington, D.C. But for the first time ever in the Army-Navy rivalry, the game will be played in the New England area at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, which is home to the NFL's New England Patriots. And you heard it from him. He's Dano E. Cabeza. He is the editor for Ask for Football. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So now tell everybody what's going on over at Ask for Football.
So we released our College Football Roundtable podcast to our patrons on Patreon. You know, Navy's decision to let Ken Niumatalolo go. Then that's it. You know, AskForFootball.com, that's us. That's where you can find us.
Awesome. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Ask for Football and any websites. Let them know that as well.
Yeah, so Ask for Football is at As for Football on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I am at Dano E. Cabeza, and, of course, our website is As for Football, like the As for Class uniform, asforfootball.com. Thanks. That's it. That's us.
You're welcome, and that's Dano E. Cabeza. He's the editor for Ask for Football, giving you the 411. What's going on with Army football on the campus at the Military Academy at West Point? Dano, again, thank you so much. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Awaiting the snap, Army brings down. Here they come. They block it. They get to it. Ball loose inside the 5-yard line. Recovered. And then still loose and recovered in the end zone. Did he stay in bounds? He did. Touchdown, Army. The block punt, Isaiah Morris got through to knock it away. And Army recovers in the end zone for the touchdown. Special teams, Noah Short. Navy takes over. First and 10 at his own 23. Here's the handoff straight ahead. Anton Hall, he's got a hole. 35 out to the 40, midfield. It's going to be a foot race. Can Anton Hall take it all the way? Yes, he can. A 77-yard touchdown run for the sophomore. Gretzky 6-for-8 on the year. This will come from 37 yards. Snap, ball is down. Moreski's kick is up, plenty of distance, and it's good! Moreski nails it from 37 yards out. The first time in this rivalry, we are headed to overtime. Murphy in motion, handoff, Markell Johnson straight ahead, breaks it at the 20-yard line, far side of the 15, 10-5, touchdown, Army! Markell Johnson, the sophomore, takes it to the house. Fake handoff, fake reverse. Arline throws near side, man wide open, caught at the 2, and takes it in for the touchdown, Mikel Hayward. Out of the gun, one receiver right. Here's a handoff straight ahead. Hall stumbling to the goal line.
Ball's loose.
Waiting for a signal. Ball came out. Army signaling they recovered. It looked like Hall stumbled toward the goal line. Army recovers! The Black Knights recover off the fumble. Quinn Moreski, the junior from Honolulu, Hawaii, coming on to win the 2022 Army-Navy game. It'll be a 39-yard field goal attempt from 39 yards out to win the game in the second overtime. Belke gets it down. The kick is up by Moreski. Plenty of distance. It's good! It's good! Quinn Moreski, the pride of Honolulu, Hawaii, wins the 2022 Army-Navy game in double overtime. Your final score, Army 20, Navy 17.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV, or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless.
At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV, or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic, because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
When you stay at a Vrbo vacation home, the host doesn't stay with you. So when you share an inside joke, sunscreen, or couch, it will only be with people you want to be there. Because without privacy in your vacation home, it isn't really a vacation. Is it? Only whole vacation homes. Always private. Book on the Vrbo app.
Not a millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place. You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV, or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic, because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
When you stay at a Vrbo vacation home, the host doesn't stay with you. So when you share an inside joke, sunscreen, or couch, it will only be with people you want to be there. Because without privacy in your vacation home, it isn't really a vacation. Is it? Only whole vacation homes. Always private. Book on the Vrbo app.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV, or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV. Or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Dano E. Cabeza, editor for Ask for Football, the website dedicated to covering Army football. Again, a big special thank you to him for coming on the program and talking about the Army-Navy 2022 game. It was exciting. And until next time, everybody, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV, or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.